Hello.
Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. And today we're conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So, do you or anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
All right. Do you happen to be 18 years or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
I am.
All right. Thank you. So I know it's still a long way off, but what would you say are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Would you say you're going to definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Definitely.
Definitely? All right, thank you. So would you mind sharing your age?
I am 75.
75, right, thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I am white.
White? All right, thank you. So regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I think of myself as an Independent, but I vote Democrat.
All right, thank you. So thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you satisfied, very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
That's a hard one. I'm just in the middle. I'm satisfied, but with shades of, I'm kind of worried. It depends on what aspect you're speaking.
All right, understandable. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you a list of some different issues and concerns that some people say they want their members of Congress to focus on. And for each one, I would like if you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, based on how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on it. You can use a 0 if you don't think it's an important issue at all, a 5 if you think it's somewhat important, and a 10 if you think it's like a really important issue, like the most important one. So the first one is protecting democracy and our voting rights.
I guess that it would be a 10.
All right. Cracking down on illegal drugs.
I'm not really all that really worried about it. I'd give it an 8.
All right. Thank you. What about improving K-12 education?
A 5. I'm not that concerned about it.
All right. Protecting abortion rights.
A 10. Absolutely.
All right. Funding for mental health services.
I'm sorry, repeat that.
Funding for mental health services.
That's pretty important. I'd give that an 8.
All right. Thank you. Raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations.
Give that a 10.
All right. Thank you. Lowering rent.
That affects me, so I would give that a 10.
All right, lowering rent at 10. All right, thank you. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
Fighting inflation and doing what?
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
Well, I will do an 8 with that one, too.
An 8?
I'm sure you caught me eating.
Oh, sorry, no worries. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which a 0 basically means you don't like them, a 100 means you like them, and a 50 is neutral. And you can use any number from 0 to 100. So the first person is Janelle Bynum.
The number ranges from 1 to 10?
No, from 0 to 100.
Oh, 0 to 100.
Mm-hmm.
A 75.
All right. What about Republicans in Congress?
They'd be lucky if they got a 1.
All right. So would you give them like a 1 or like a 0?
A 0 or 2.
All right. What about J.D. Vance?
J.D. Vance would get a big fat 0 too.
All right. What about Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris gets 100. I like her.
All right, thank you. What about Lori Chavez DeRemer?
Oh, God, I should know who these people are, and I have not been paying attention.
Oh, if you don't know her or, like, haven't heard of her or have no opinion about her, I can also put those categories, no worries.
this is how I'm kind of going these days. If they're a Republican, they get a zero. If they're a Democrat, they get 100. So you can go gauge by that. If she's a Democrat, I'll give her 100. If she's a Republican, she gets a zero.
She's a Republican. So would that be a zero then?
Then she gets a zero. That's right.
All right. Thank you. What about Ron Wyden?
I really, really liked Ron Wyden. I would give him 100.
All right. Thank you. What about Democrats in Congress?
I think they're doing their best in a really difficult situation. I'll give them 100.
All right. Thank you. What about Donald Trump?
If there was something lower than a zero, that's what he'd get.
All right. Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden. I like Joe Biden. Joe Biden gets 100. I've liked him for a long time.
All right. Thank you. And what about MAGA Republicans?
Like I said, if there's anything less than a zero,
all right,
they're
thank
the
you.
Stupidest people I have ever seen.
All right. Thank you. So I know it's like a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, for who would you be voting for?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. All right. Thank you. So I know it's a long way off, but if the elections for Congress were held today, would you be voting for a Democrat, Jill Biden, or Republican, Lori Chavez Dreamer?
The Democrat.
Democrat. All right. Janelle Bynum. Thank you. So even though you're not supporting Lori Chavez Dreamer now, what would you say the chances you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Would you say there is a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
If she is a Republican, I wouldn't vote for her ever.
All right. So that'd be no chance at all then?
That would be right.
All right. And do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve. I like him a lot.
All right. Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Strongly. All right. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way that Lori Chavez Dreamer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I need to write down whether these people are Republicans or Democrats.
Lori Chavez Dreamer is Republican.
Then I wouldn't approve of anything that she did.
Strongly disapprove then?
Strongly.
All right, thank you. So now I would like to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Janelle Bynum and Lori Chavez Dreamer. So serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first Black woman to represent our community. A working mother and local business owner, she is living the same struggles like as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she is running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to everyday problems. She is lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that hard work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. And number two, as mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez Dreamer led Oregon's fastest-growing community, making it more business-friendly and offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she's been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to child care. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. So based on these kind of statements, who would you like to vote for if elections for Congress were held today? For Janelle Bynum, the Democrat, or Republican Lori Chavez Dreamer?
I wouldn't vote for a Republican under any circumstances. I was a Republican all my life until not that long ago, and the Republicans have just ruined my vote ever.
All right, so Janelle Bynum then?
Yep.
All right, thank you. And what specifically has stuck out about her most to you?
She's a Democrat.
All right, would it be just that?
Yes, if you're a Republican, my personal opinion, you are in the class of people that are as stupid a group of people as I've ever seen. Anybody that backs Trump, follows Trump, I'm just at a loss for words as to what is wrong with these people that they believe in that man.
Mm-hmm, for sure. All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'm going to read you a few short statements about Janelle Bynum, the Democrat. And if you could rate these statements, again, on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means that this is not a convincing reason at all to want to support her for Congress, a 5 means that it's a somewhat convincing reason, and a 10 means that it's a very convincing reason. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. So the first
one
is...
Okay. We have to stop now because this is this is starting to get way out of what I'm tired. I'm hungry. I have a husband who just had open heart surgery, and I have reached the end of my patience for this evening.
There's only a few more questions left. We're about 85% done, so we are almost done. So I don't know if you'd like to stay for the rest. It can take like less than 4 minutes. It's really fast, the rest.
Well, then it better be quick because I'm getting tired.
All right, thank you. Janelle Bynum is not your standard Democrat, and she doesn't believe either party has all the answers. She says politicians are just playing games and that she's going to Washington to change its ways because it's no longer serving us. And she's done it in Salem. And she's done it in Salem where she has bridged the gap between Democrats and Republicans to find practical sources and create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl off the streets.
Okay. You want me to gauge that with from what number to what number? I'm trying to eat pizza.
Yeah, so if you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 basically means it's a very convincing reason to support her, and a 0 means it's not convincing at all.
All right, we give her a 10.
Janelle Bynum is sick of what happens in our neighborhoods and partisan games that continue to be played. Like many of us, she voted to measure 110 and thought it had good intentions, but she now sees how disastrous it has been for our community. So rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step by fixing it by crossing party lines and voting with Republicans in Salem to recriminalize drugs. So Janelle will always put solutions over politics.
Okay, so it's a 1 to 10? Sorry, mm-hmm. I'm getting... Yeah, I'm looking for a 10 because I like a Democrat in power. I'm not ever having a positive opinion of a Republican.
All right, thank you. General Bynum hears politicians say our economy is getting better, but as a working mother of four and local business owner, she's facing the same struggles we are. Her children can't afford to buy a home around here, and rent has skyrocketed. Low-paying jobs aren't cutting it, and that's where her own business hires low-skilled workers and offers scholarships to help workers gain the skills they need to advance, to pass opportunity on, and to make sure everyone has a fair chance to get ahead.
Okay, we're gauging again from 1 to 10.
Mm-hmm. Yes, all these statements are for 1 to 10. All right, thank you. Janelle Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights, and she has never wavered on that issue. After Roe v. Wade was overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women have the same rights they did when Roe was still in law. And in Congress, she will fight back against Republicans who want to overrule Oregon law with a national abortion ban. And again, from 0 to 10.
Yes, it's 10.
10, all right, thank you. So based on these statements you just heard about her, for who would you want to vote for? For Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Dreamer?
I am voting for a Democrat. I'd vote for a Democrat if she just happened to pop out of the closet.
All right, so Janelle Bynum, thank you. So now I'm going to read you some statements or doubts or concerns that people have talked about Lori Chavez Dreamer. And for this one, if each statement that I read you, how much does it trouble you? Does it trouble you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all? So Lori Chavez Dreamer says one thing in Oregon and does another thing in D.C. She claimed she was a moderate in her last campaign, but later she said, quote, you can't compromise, end quote. Since then, she has abandoned Oregon values in favor of the MAGA agenda. She knew her mind on nearly every major issue that she campaigned on. Lori is just another typical politician playing partisan games.
I don't approve of her at whatever number that takes.
All right. So would you say that this troubles you a great deal because you don't, like, agree with it?
Yes, it troubles me a great deal.
All right. Lori Chavez Dreamer talks about fighting drug use and illegal immigration, but in reality, she makes those problems worse. Chavez Dreamer has invested in and profited from a ketamine treatment clinic and cannabis business. Then as mayor of Happy Valley, she voted to loosen drug laws, and as a member of Congress, she refused to vote on legislation to secure our southern border, letting fentanyl flow into our communities.
Doesn't particularly bother me a great deal.
All right. So would you say this bothers you quite a bit then? Or just a great deal?
A great deal.
Great deal. All right, thank you. So just have to ask you one last time. Would you still be voting for Janelle Bynum then, the Democrat?
Absolutely.
All right.
Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. What is the last year of school you have completed?
I have some college.
Some college. All right, thank you. What is your marital status?
I am happily married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No, we are retired.
All right, thank you. And in the 2020 elections for president, who did you vote for?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for staying. I truly do appreciate it. And I hope you have a great rest of your day. And I hope your husband gets better, because I heard you said he just had open heart surgery.
Yep. All right, then. You have a good evening.
Thank you, you too. Goodbye.